that's kind of what I started doing was I would mend the comedy with the music.
Oh, great.
So it's like I am doing a set, but it's not just a set.
Sure.
So I'll do some jokes, but then now a song comes.
Sure,
I'll
sure.
do some more jokes, and now another song.
That's great.
So it's kind of, it's not purely stand-up comedy. I wouldn't call it that.
It's more palatable for the whole audience because not everybody wants to listen to jokes all the time.
All the time, not
yeah.
really.
Yeah.
But I'm open to doing some more shows. So if anybody is out there that wants to put me on one of their gigs, I'll go for it. But yeah, I mean, at this point, it's just it's the music, and then as far as comedy, I think I'm booking out shows in the next couple months. Some of them will be comedy shows. So
I have an idea, and I want you to do it with me, possibly, and we'll
definitely.
Talk after. One of the playoff games coming up with the Warriors, it would be fun to show it. We have a digital projector to project it on the wall and then do our own commentary. Do comedy commentary on top of the Warriors game.
Because I funny
totally
things to say.
Right. And there's really funny. I mean, and when doing basketball commentary is really fun because it's like really fast and all these things are happening. And there's a lot of like, it's almost like sometimes they're shit talking each other, but you know, they aren't because they get a technical, but I've seen Draymond be like, fuck. I've seen like Draymond Green saying fuck again.
Yeah, I'm super down to do that. That'll be fun and hilarious. One of the things I do when I watch basketball is I watch it on mute most of the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the commentators suck.
Yeah.
They don't know what the heck they're talking about.
And they're talking about weird shit like themselves. They're like, when we had that barbecue last week. I'm like,
remember that barbecue?
What are you talking about, you guys?
Like, dude, I don't care about that. Talk about the game, dude.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm always down to put some of my own commentary on there. That'd be hilarious.
Yeah, because we'd basically just do it live on the air like this, but watch it and have people come in and it could be
really
That'd
be hilarious. Yeah, I'd be down to do that.
Yay! Juwan Rubin, thank you so much. You have been an amazing guest.
Awesome.
And
thank
I'm so,
you.
And anytime
you
want to come back.
That,
no, I don't. It's great to have real Christians on here. And
awesome.
The ones that have been on have been knocking it out of the park.
Awesome.
All the atheist comics, it's like, okay, it's like, tell me something new.
Right.
But this was great. And whenever you want to come back, you
it's
always
the
spirit. Have an open invitation because
off top.
This was a really, really great one, and I'm
awesome.
Super stoked. Thank you guys for listening to
Thank
Some
you.
Call Me Tim. Again, check out JuwanRubin.com and listen to other things on Mutiny Radio. We've got 4 open mics a week here. Come on by, visit us. Sundays 4 to 6, Mondays 6 to 8, Thursdays 7 to 9,
nice.
Fridays 6 to 8. And
try to come through.
Yeah! We'll be back next week with Devorah, and I know I'm not supposed to pronounce the D or something like that. It's Devorah Kesslan or something like that. She's a comedian. Thanks again, everybody. Bye.
tired of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a patter? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the internet ocean has to offer ya. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't scurvy shit-faced McRat.
Hey, everybody. Listen to The Weekly Review with Roman every Friday from noon to 2 p.m. This is an unapologetically anti-capitalist program. We interview community organizers, activists, and artists. We talk about ways you can take action right now. So listen in to The Weekly Review every Friday from noon to 2 p.m.
Subliminal SF brings you visual and auditory mind control. For the best graphic design, physical merchandise, and live music promotion, go to www.subliminalsf.com and check out their hilarious t-shirts and super cool bands at clubs and bars all over the Bay Area. Subliminal SF creates amazing flyers, posters, and design for every need. So go now to www.subliminalsf.com and experience what this wonderful local business has to offer. Run!
Good evening there, my friends here at MutinyRadio.fm. Chester Cashcock here, and giving you my love and regard as well as movies over there. And I just wanted to let you guys know that anytime I go swimming in my vault of rare coins and piles of filthy cash, I can't help but listen to Pamtastic's Comedy Clubhouse every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. I mean, if anyone who knows anything about comedy knows that Pamtastic's books the best of San Francisco and beyond's underground comics. It's a great showcase, and they have a fun time at Pamtastic's deep in the Mission District, where you can laugh off your tushy for a mere $5 every Friday to 10 p.m. And I laugh because $5, I mean, that's what I use to wipe my tushy with. So to laugh it off for a mere $5 is indubitious. But if you can't make it to Mutiny Radio, well, don't even worry. Don't fret at all. You can simply download the podcast post-show and giggle in the comfort of anywhere, like your Aspen summer home on the mountain ridge with the kayak feeling. So all you got to do is just go to podcastics.pcrcollective.org/comedyclubhouse, or you can listen live every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. as your host Pam Benjamin brings you the best comedy from San Francisco and beyond the universe. And what's better than the universe? It's a cash cock, honey. Yeah.
Well, hello, boys and girls. You know what a password is. That's a secret word that soldiers would use to get past the sentry and up to the front. Well, here's a password that gets you up to the front in all the right places. It's cannabis energy. It seems the faster you go, the more cannabis energy you need. So if you want to win, you have to have lots of cannabis energy. And the swellest way I know to get it is just by using Green Army Skincare. Boy, they're just crammed full of cannabis energy. There are more cannabis energy units in one lip balm tube than you use circling the base 10 times or when you ride your bike 4 miles across the city. And it's fast acting. Why, no sooner that you apply some balm to your mouth or pain areas, you practically feel the new strength in your muscles. And what's more, Green Army Skincare is a good, wholesome product. They're made with body-nourishing cannabis and other natural ingredients. So go out there today and pick up some Green Army Skincare products from your local cannabis procurement center. Join thegreenarmy.com.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to invite you down to Bender's Bar and Grill in the heart of the Mission District in San Francisco at 806 South Van Ness. We've got great food by our kitchen counter offer, burgers, tater tots, tachos, corn dogs, all sorts of good stuff like that. They're open from opening until 11 p.m. most days of the week, except Saturday. Every Saturday night, we've got live rock and roll, some of the best local bands in San Francisco and touring acts as well. Come on down, 10 p.m., rock and roll, only night of the week. We have a $5 cover charge, always $5 for live rock and roll. We're open from 4 p.m. until 2 a.m., Monday through Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 2 to 2. Come on down, have some drinks with us. We've got Whiskey Wednesday, Tequila Tuesday, and we've always got the Steve McQueen special, a shot of bullet bourbon and a can of California lager for $8. Come down and enjoy our patio. It's open in the afternoon, not really in the evening, but a lot of good folks hanging out back there. Come on down, give us a shout. Drop by the bar, make some friends. Thanks, folks. Bender's Bar and Grill in the heart of the Mission District, San Francisco, California.
With a happy hour every Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. Don't miss it. Go to Bender's Bar. Big supporter of the Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival 2018.
Oh, yeah. It goes down. Come smoke with your boy. Grinder.
Spark is San Francisco's premier cannabis dispensary with a focus on serving and educating patients for 7 years. Spark is dedicated to creating the best in-store experience with its extensive menu, friendly staff, and one of the few cannabis vape lounges in San Francisco. Spark welcomes you to visit its two great locations as a medical patient or for recreational adult use in 2018. Spark is located at 1256 Mission Street between 8th and 9th and at 473 Haight Street at Fillmore. Both locations are open until 10 p.m. every night. Spark staff looks forward to serving you.
Coming at these bitches and all these snitches, hitting switches, going rags to riches.
Rainbow Grocery, a worker-owned and operated food cooperative located at 1745 Folsom Street in the Mission District of San Francisco. Let's hear what locals have to say about Rainbow Grocery.
Their bulk section is dope AF.
I love their variety of cheese and home decor items and this of unique items that you can't find anywhere else.
Their cheese section is insane.
I love Rainbow Grocery because it's the number one grocery store to shop at when you're having a potluck and need to fulfill everyone's dietary needs.
They don't have meat. Rainbow Grocery Cooperative, an amazing San Francisco staple since 1975.
For all your space chicken sci-fi comedy non-political humor needs, go to timstesseract.com. Read fiction about the future of San Francisco after the water wars of 2112.
Oh shit.
Just
hit this?
Like, hey, you pop, man. Why you riding the bus? You could go to the Middle East.
All we need is an iPhone. All we need is an iPhone. Hey, everybody. If you are listening to Mutiny Radio, you just turned into Some Call Me Tim. Today's going to be a little bit different on Some Call Me Tim. My guest, I don't believe, is arriving today because I just... Anyways, let's get to the point. I have these amazing raps that... it's called Hot Dirty P and the Sheriff. I am Hot Dirty P, Pam Benjamin, and the Sheriff is the Sheriff of Truth, LaToya Sharif Wynn. And we together made this whole grouping of songs. I'm going to play them all for you today. It's our album. They are all political. They were all one-offs. We did them live on the spot during the AltaCast. And we're trying to put them together in a way to get them out to more listeners. So thanks for listening to Some Call Me Tim. But today we are going to listen to the new hot album, still not out. We're going to drop it soon. Hot Dirty P and the Sheriff. This was our first song, Susan Olson.
Trump support. I think Trump supporters are funny to me, really. I don't think we should take them off the air all the time.
Okay. Hold on. I'm going to, this is a rap background. We're going to rap to it. We'll get a little beat. Hey there, little pussy. Let me get my big boy pants on and really take you on. What a snake in the grass. You are, you lying piece of shit. What? Too cowardly to confront me in real life. You do it on Facebook. You're the biggest faggot ass in the world. Biggest pussy. What? My dick is bigger than yours. Which ain't saying much. What a true piece of shit you are. Lying faggot. Your karma slowly and painfully. Say slowly and painfully. I'm Susan Olson.
Slowly.
Susan Olson.
And painfully.
They call me Cindy and Brady. My name is Susan Olson and I love Trump today. Olson.
Brady. Get it.
I hope. I sincerely hope you reap all this that you deserve. Karma wise, you pathetic little cunt you are. Hell is waiting for you. Enjoy. Hell is waiting for you. Enjoy.
What?
Hell is waiting for you. Enjoy. Slowly.
What?
Slowly. And painfully. My name is Susan Olson. Susan Olson.
What?
Susan Olson. Susan Olson. They call me Cindy. Susan Olson. Susan Olson.
What?
Susan Olson. They call me Cindy Brady.
Make America great again.
Making America great. What a pathetic little cunt you are. Hell is waiting for you. Enjoy.
Enjoy.
His name is Martin.
Enjoy.
Don't call me Martin.
Enjoy.
I'm living in that Martin.
Enjoy.
Susan Olson, the biggest cunt. Drops a pole to fuck you. That was good, right? Did we just make a song?
I'm gonna guess waffles.
Yo, that is incorrect.
What?
Actually, Alex.
We're gonna see what happens here. We're gonna start with a little West Coast gangster rap in the background, and we're gonna see what happens.
God, I'm gonna love this already.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good one.
Going? It should be going.
It should be. We should be hearing it. And I do. Oh, can you put four up?
Yep.
There we go. Here, we'll start it over. Okay, here we go. Here we go. These are. Ariana Huffington is unattractive, both inside and out.
What?
I fully understand why her former husband left her for a man.
What?
For a man? Is unattractive, both inside and out. I fully understand why her former husband left her for a man. He made a good decision. Making good decisions. 45, making good decisions. 45,
are you still alive?
Making good decisions. Meryl Streep, one of the most overrated actresses in Hollywood.
What?
Doesn't know me, but attacked
back last night at the Golden Globes. She's a Hillary flunky who lost big. She's a Hillary flunky who lost big.
What?
For the 100th time, I never mocked a disabled reporter. Showed him groveling when he totally changed a 16-year-old story that he'd written in order to make me look bad.
Bad. Sad.
Just more dishonest media.
Oh, it's fake news. Fake news.
He made a good decision. Did we make a good decision?
I said no.
I did make a good decision.
Wouldn't bother
lie. Don't think so. Good decision.
Wouldn't bother lie.
Can you imagine what outcry would be if Snoop Dogg's failing career and all had aimed and fired a gun at President Obama?
How?
Jail time.
Jail time.
Jail time.
Negroes, jail time.
Jail time.
Snoop Dogg.
Any negative polls are just fake news, just like CNN, ABC, embassy polls in the election. Sorry, people want border security and extreme vetting.
Turn my mic up.
Yeah. Want border security
and vetting.
Extreme vetting. Yeah.
For the 5 to 5. For the 5 to 5.
Just must more dishonest media. Just more very dishonest media.
Fake news.
I will build a great wall. I will build a great wall.
Whoa.
And nobody builds walls better than me. I said nobody builds walls better than me. Believe me.
Believe that.
I will build a great wall.
A great wall.
And no one builds walls better than me. And I'll build them very inexpensively. I will build a great wall.
A great wall.
Big great wall.
Not China.
And nobody builds walls better than me. Definitely not China, you see. I will build a great wall.
A great wall.
Believe me, and I'll build them very inexpensively.
China.
And I will make Mexico pay for that wall.
Oh, Mexico gonna pay. Nah, not today.
Mark my words.
Not today.
Mark
not
my words. This is my favorite quote. When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending the best. They're not sending you. They're sending people that have lots of problems, and they're bringing those problems with us. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists.
Rape? What? No.
When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending the best. They're rapists.
And they're criminals, like the Oval Office.
And some, I assume, are good people. There we go. Yeah, that's what it's about today. Female body inspectors.
Actually, that is,
real.
I guess
it's real.
Is actually
the FBI.
Very real.
Yeah, it's FBI, female body inspectors. Oh. And we're gonna see what happens here.
We're gonna make some magic, yo. FBI magic.
Oh.
Tan teaching you the language of
language. Oh.
Let's go.
Get the beats down. Little Dr. Dre in the back. I say Dr. Dre for FBI director. Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre.
Dr. D. Dr. Dre puts the shit down.
Dr. Dre.
He ain't gonna take no shit from anybody. He's just gonna put the shit down. He's gonna beat down.
I recommend Big Bird because everyone in the government is a big turd.
Yeah, Big Bird for FBI director.
Female body inspector.
Yeah, who else would be a good FBI director? I say Ronda Rousey. She gonna put the smack down.
Smack, bitch.
Oh, smack down smack on everybody. I trust her.
I trust
Why
her.
Why not? Who else are you gonna trust? You gonna go Chris Christie or Rudy Giuliani? I say no. No way. No FBI. No.
FBI.
FBI.
FBI. CIA.
FBI. Who's gonna be in charge of the FBI?
I recommend Ted Bundy.
Though
he's dead now.
We can resurrect his ghost brain.
bring it back. He's gonna put the smack down. Oh, he's on fleek. You know what I mean?
He strangles women too.
Yeah,
that's what our government does. Yeah, just strangling women. Strangling women.
If you want to apply to a job at the FBI, just go to FBIjobs.gov. You could have some employment eligibility, but you probably don't if you smoke pot. You
don't
see,
do drugs.
Can't have smoked pot in the past 3 years. That's impossible here in San Francisco. Who hasn't smoked pot in the past 3 hours?
I ain't got friends like that anymore.
God,
they dead to me.
Not gonna be a part of the FBI. Not gonna be in a director. Hey, FBI. Not I. This ain't gonna happen. Who else can we?
Who else?
How about Tony Robbins?
Tony Robbins.
For FBI director.
FBI.
He'll say fuck to you. He'll say change your life. Say I'm in charge of the FBI. I'm the director of everything in your life. Give me your money. I'm Tony Robbins. And
self-help.
It's way better than Rudy Giuliani, right? FBI. Yeah. They're gonna the FBI. Trump's gonna elect them for the FBI. Because anyone who doesn't believe in his Russian ties, I say he's gonna pick someone who really hates Clinton, who's gonna make her go to prison. It's gonna be sad and it might be great, but he's gonna really try to clean the slate with a new person in the FBI.
Female body inspector.
Who's gonna be the leader of the FBI?
Female body inspector.
Maybe we should have a margarita. It's the number one trending cocktail, and I'm sure that it could run the FBI. I'm sure that it can take care of these important tasks.
It's salty enough, too.
Find the criminals. Prosecute them. Leader of the FBI.
Yeah. CIA and DEA. What they got to be, I don't care.
What about Charlie Sheen? Yay! We did Grizzlies. I would imagine that there's probably a gun in the school.
Bang, bang.
To protect from potential grizzlies.
Bang.
Grizzly bears bang. In Michigan. Didn't know there were grizzly bears in Michigan.
Ever heard about Columbine?
There were no grizzlies, just a bunch of kids and cooks killing other kids. Don't worry, because at least they're buying guns, which is good for the economy, right? Betsy DeVos claimed that historically black colleges and universities are pioneers of school choice.
What?
That started from the fact that there were too many students in America who didn't have equal access to education. Just segregation.
Brown versus education, 1954.
Not enough education, just segregation. Segregation, yeah. I love homeschooling and charter schools and all that stuff, because it's for segregation. Not education, segregation. Let's bring it back. Let's make America great again. Make America great again.
Bitch needs to read a book.
Make America great again. When the white people were in charge. Yeah.
Soft dark money.
My family is the biggest contributor of soft money.
Soft.
To the Republican National Committee.
By my way.
47 million dollars. Did it by my way in.
Yeah.
I have decided to stop taking offense at the suggestion that we are buying influence.
Oh,
buying influence with our soft money. Buying influence
soft money
with our soft
defense.
Money. Oh, now I simply concede the point. They are right. We do expect something in return.
For investment.
Like a job, I don't know. How about education secretary?
Oh, grizzly bears in classrooms.
Oh, let's shoot 'em. We expect to foster a conservative governing philosophy consisting of limited government and respect for traditional American virtues.
That word tradition again.
And virtues.
Oh, she means white.
American virtues.
She means white.
American virtues.
Oh, she means white.
And we expect a return on our investment.
She bought herself in.
Bought herself in. She's white. We can... Okay, there we go. we go. So we're going to be rapping to the dulcet beat tones of Iggy Azalea's No Mediocre Feet, which I think is what Kellyanne Conway did, is No Mediocre Feet here. Break it down. What you think about that, Sheriff?
What?
Are you gonna bring him the truth? Are we gonna bring it?
Bringing the truth.
About
absolutely.
Skinny little ladies. Rice cakes. The rice cakes of news. There was an article this week that talked about how you can surveil someone through their phones, through their television sets, any numbers of different waves. And microwaves?
Microwaves.
They turn into cameras, etc. So you just know that's just a fact of modern life.
Click.
Modern life.
Click. 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 Click.
Kellyanne Conway.
Click. Click.
Beep, 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 beep. 30 seconds. 30 seconds watching you. 30 seconds watching you. Heat up that hot water.
Click.
What do you eat?
Click.
Kellyanne Conway. Hot water. Hot water. Maybe some tea. There's no calories in tea, you see.
Oh, no.
Sorry, Kellyanne.
We're watching you.
I think the big lesson to the political class is to stop listening so much to each other and start listening to the people. Political class, stop listening to each other.
You gotta listen to the people.
They're not listening to each other anyways. What could they be talking about? Maybe microwaves.
Microwaves.
The CIA is after you.
After you.
With your microwaves.
The microwaves.
They are actually listening to the people.
We're watching you.
Usually based on an economic agenda, white working class voters don't buy into this whole biology, chemistry, abortion, gender agenda as much as they want more take-home pay. They want affordability.
I want some money, too.
Affordability. Affordability with their abortions, usually based on an economic agenda. White working women voters don't buy into this whole biology, chemistry, abortion, gender agenda as much as they want more take-home pay. Yeah, equality.
Equality.
Let's ratify the 19th Amendment.
Yeah, woman suffrage.
Suffrage. She's out for suffrage.
Watching you.
Kellyanne Conway knows about suffrage. Because they're watching.
She's white too.
She is. And so thin. I thought we always just listen to thin, pretty women. Don't we just do that? They're clearly telling the truth. She is clearly telling the truth. Many Americans are very concerned with the lack of vetting that's going on. Show me your papers.
Show me your papers.
Show me that you belong here. Show me your papers.
Show me your papers. Isn't that why they signed that new vetting act?
No. If you don't show the papers, we might think you're a terrorist.
What?
Donald Trump has addressed many times that his main concern is making sure that we have a system in place that we completely lack now, which is those countries that tend to train and export and harbor terrorists where we do not have proper vetting are places where we're going to need to have better vetting. And he's made that very clear.
Better vetting.
Is it clear to you now?
Yay!
We did it again!
Yay!
We did it again!
Yes! We did it! We're going to come up with our mixtape.
We did it. Well, one old man I don't like is Pence. So let's see what happens here. Let's see what happens with new rap. Here we go.
Smoking doesn't kill.
Smoking doesn't kill.
Smoking doesn't kill.
In fact, HIV does, STD doesn't. Hey, but frankly, condoms are a very, very poor protection against sexually transmitted diseases.
Hashtag no homo.
Homosexual is incompatible with the military service.
Homo.
Because the presence of homosexuals in the rank weakens unit cohesion. Because homosexuals are weak. Is that what you're saying? Are you saying homosexuals are weak?
I think that's the
game. I think that's what he's saying. That's what he's saying.
I think he's in the closet.
Keep the rape in the closet. Together in close quarters for a long time.
Brock Turner.
It'll get interesting. Put them together in close quarters for a long time.
Fingered in the dumpster.
Get interesting. Moral of the story, women in the military, bad idea. Also homos. Women in the military, bad idea. Also homos.
Brock Turner.
Do I believe in evolution?
Brock Turner.
Do I believe in evolution?
Brock Turner!
I embrace the view that God created the heavens and the earth and the seas and all that's in them.
And Brock Turner.
And HIV and STDs. Frankly, condoms are a very, very poor use for protection. Also, global warming is a myth. There, I said it. Global warming is a myth.
Hopes.
Just like the new ice age scare of the 1970s, the environmental movement has found a new chant in their latest Chicken Little attempt.
Hey.
To raise taxes and grow centralized governmental power.
Gates and hates.
The chant is, the sky is warming. The sky is warming.
I got hates.
The sky is warming.
Brock Turner.
The sky is warming. The sky is warming. And I also don't believe in evolution.
That's our vice president.
Mm. Yay, we did it again. That's our vice president, Mike Pence.
2017.
Are we officially saying that Steve Bannon has a small penis? Yes. Is that what's happening?
Yes. I always go to the dick.
Master of spin, Mr. White House chief strategist in the Trump administration, 45's main liar, misogynist, racist, homophobe, Steve Bannon man, Steve Bannon man. Who is he? Oh, he's Steve Bannon man. He's Steve Bannon man. Oh, the most hateful.
I couldn't share with myself.
Gay rights have made us dumber, and it's time to get back in the closet.
Hey.
Steve Bannon.
Steve Bannon. Like a guard dog. Oh.
Hoisted high and proud, the Confederate flag proclaims a glorious heritage.
White is right.
Oh.
White is right.
We're pretty racist against lots of things. Oh, Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon. Trannies whine about hilarious Bruce Jenner billboard. He's still calling them trannies. Oh, the misogyny, the homophobe, the transphobia. I can't believe it. Birth control makes women unattractive and crazy. I said birth control makes women unattractive. unattractive and crazy.
What?
It makes you fat. It makes your voice unsexy. It makes you a slut. Because it's
Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon. Big misogynist. Big hater.
What else?
White is right.
Steve Bannon.
Far white right.
Suck it up, buttercups. Dangerous faggot tour returns to colleges in September. I said suck it up, buttercups.
Suck it up.
Steve Bannon.
Gotta hate the fags, gotta hate the Jews, gotta hate the ladies and all of yous. Suck it up, buttercups. Dangerous faggot tour returns to colleges in September. Because he's
Steve Bannon. Steve
Bannon.
Misogyny.
Homosexuality.
Racism. He's all of it.
He's all of it.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. Why don't you just kill yourself? I got a gun right here and off yourself now.
The solution to online harassment is simple. Women should just log off. They're screwing up the internet for men by invading every single space we have online. And ruining it with attention-seeking, needy, demanding, and touchy-feeling form of feminism.
Because women belong in the kitchen.
Because, yeah.
And no birth control for you, bitch, be pregnant.
There's no hiring bias against women in tech. They just suck at interviews.
Oh, we don't know how to talk.
Would you rather have your child have feminism or cancer?
What the fuck does that mean?
I really want Steve Bannon to get cancer.
Yeah, he looks like
Steve,
he does.
Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon.
Hey, oh. Nasty. Oh.
Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon.
World Health Organization report. Trannies 49 times higher HIV rate.
There's that word again.
Homophobia is rampant. Did we mention that he's a White House executive?
Oh.
Did we mention he's maybe the second most powerful person in the United States?
He's got the code.
Misogyny and
racism.
Racism and transphobia and homophobia. All that stuff. Yeah.
Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon.
Hating ass nigga.
Whoa! We did it again! We do it every week. How do we do it? How does it keep happening? It's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
We're just, it's incredible. Every week. It's coming. It's coming. It's going to be this week's rap is about Ben Carson.
Uncle Tom.
We've got some Cushion Money rap instrumental beat on the background. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to see what happens. Ben Carson, Uncle Tom, today with Hot Dirty P and the Sheriff. We're here for you. Is it not? I put it in the wrong thing. There it goes. Now it's going. I put it in the wrong one. Just like. There we go. Oh. Progressive thinks he's an Uncle Tom.
Uncle Tom.
I'm not sure I agree that there isn't a fair amount of racism here. Not too much racism.
What?
I said there's not too much racism.
Ain't no racism, boss.
There is, but not where you'd expect it to be.
Nope.
It's mostly with the progressive movement who will look at someone like me.
Nah, sir.
And because of the color of my pigment, they decide there's a certain way that I'm supposed to think. And if I don't think that way, I'm an Uncle Tom.
Uncle Tom.
Uncle Tom.
Uncle Tom.
Uncle Tom.
Uncle Tom's boss.
Uncle Tom. I'm an Uncle Tom. And they heap all kinds of hatred on you. I'm an Uncle Tom. Uncle and they Tom. Heap all kinds of rape hatred on you. And to me, that is racism.
What? Me, boss? No.
There's not as much as where you'd expect it to be. There is, but not where you'd expect it to be. And they look at my pigment and they decide there's a certain way I'm supposed to think. And if I don't think that way, I'm an Uncle Tom.
Uncle Tom.
Uncle Tom.
Uncle Tom.
And they heap all kinds of hatred on you. And that, to me, is racism.
Racism. Racism. Uncle Tom.
Racism.
Uncle Tom.
Racism.
Uncle Tom.
What if on D-Days our soldiers invading the beaches at Normandy and sent their colleagues to be cut down, 100 bodies laying in the sand, 1,000 bodies laying in the sand. What if they had been frightened and turned back? Well, I guarantee you were frightened.
Yeah.
I guaranteed you they were frightened, but they didn't turn back. They stepped over the bodies of their colleagues, knowing that in many cases they would never see the homeland of their loved ones again, and they stormed those Axis troops, and they stormed that beach, and they died. Why did they do that? They didn't do that for themselves. They did it for you, and they did it for me, and now it's our turn.
Uncle Tom, Uncle Tom.
I'm an Uncle Tom.
Uncle Tom, Uncle Tom.
I'm an Uncle Tom, and they heap all kinds of hatred on you. I'm an Uncle Tom.
Uncle Tom with gifted hands.
And they heap all kinds of hatred on you. So that to me is racism.
Racism. Racism. Racism. Uncle Tom.
I would not advocate that we put a Muslim in charge of this nation. I would not advocate that we put a Muslim in charge of this nation.
Nope.
I absolutely would not agree with that.
I forgot I was black.
I would not advocate that we put a Muslim in charge of this nation. I would certainly not agree with that.
I forgot I was a nigga.
Uncle Tom.
Uncle Tom.
And if you know, if there's somebody who's of any faith, but they say things and their life has been consistent with the things that will elevate this nation and make it possible for everybody to succeed and bring peace and harmony, oh, then I'm with them. I'm an Uncle Tom.
Tom. Uncle Tom. Uncle Tom.
I'm an Uncle Tom.
Uncle Tom slaves were tourists.
Uncle Tom.
Uncle Tom.
Slaves were tourists. Slaves were immigrants coming over on the boat, making this world a better place.
Obamacare is worse than slavery, Uncle Tom said.
I'm an Uncle Tom on the worst thing since slavery. Obamacare is really, I think, the worst thing that has happened in this nation since slavery.
I've never been whipped before.
Never been whipped before. All right, we did it again.
Yes.
We did it again.
Our mixtape.
Kush money. It's happening. Kush money.
Our mixtape's coming out real soon. We're coming hot.
Hey, it's Dirty Hot Dirty P and the Sheriff coming at ya.
Yeah.
Coming at ya.
Ivanka.
Some magic. She doesn't work. Women who work. Passion is what makes us feel most alive. Women who work. Women who work. Don't buy her book, cause it's full of plagiarism. The trump card, her first book. Nothing in that either.
Women who work.
Women who work. She has some work advice. No matter what your age, your background, your education, or your success, we all are granted 168 hours a week.
Hours a week.
That's math.
Math.
That's, is that a 24-hour day times 7, which equals 168 hours a week? When do you sleep?
I got a nanny.
When do you sleep? She's got a nanny and a child. How do you build a world-class team? First, you have to find the right people.
So
thank you, Captain Obvious, Obvious. Captain Obvious, to fuck up your life device. Don't gossip, don't gossip. Gossip about women who work.
Trump card.
Get the Trump card, don't buy her first perk either, because she already has too much money.
Shit.
Too much money. Don't buy the book to burn it. Go to the library and burn it from there. Burn it all down. We often don't realize that while we're waiting for our lives to begin, they have already. And they're made up of all the decisions we make, big and small. Hey everybody, welcome
This is the Sparkcast. It is live here at the beautiful Spark Dispensary on Mission Street between 8th and 9th. I can never remember the number because I'm a terrible person. But we're here on the Sparkcast. We have great comedians tonight. We have Brian Lucette. We have Warhol Kaufman. We have Matthew Quirk. I'm your host, Pam Benjamin. We're live here at Spark. Today, our product highlight is the Sour Lime Kush. We're going to be smoking the Sour Lime Kush. It is exciting. We're going to be talking about the new packaging laws. We're going to have our product highlight on the Sour Lime Kush. We're going to have our pot games. I'm so glad you guys are here for our podcast. Everyone else is here. We're going to get started in just a second with today's Sparkcast, July 2nd, 2018. It's amazing. We're all here at Spark together on a Tuesday night. We're here for the Sparkcast, recorded live here at Spark. What a fun time. We have great comedians to entertain you while you suck on those delicious vape bags. Yay, Volcano! Volcano forever! Yay! They're amazing machines. They make it work. We're here at the Sparkcast, live at Spark. People are buying the great new product. Today we're going to be talking about a little bit about the new packaging laws. It was very, everything like, what's happening now? Everything looks different. What are milligrams? Ah, maths. What are we going to do? We're going to also do our product highlight. Today's product highlight is the Sour Lime Kush. We're going to be smoking that and talking about it. We've got comedian highlights, people telling jokes, people telling stories. And then we have our great game that's interactive with our whole crowd. And you can win this beautiful t-shirt.
We can turn it up.
There it is. This beautiful t-shirt. See, it says Spark on the back. On the front, it says, laughter is the second best medicine. And here it's Spark. And then it says, Spark has number one. Because we all know what the best medicine is. Yay! Yay! It's weed, yay! Delicious, delicious. Thank God that this is all happening. Anybody else paying attention to World Cup? I'm wearing dumb socks because I have caught the fever. The fever of the flavor of 27-year-old millennial man actually making their goals. It's very exciting. I love it. Here we are, crazy things happening here at Spark. Everybody, it's a really fun place. You get to come in, you sign in, you get your little vape just thingy, and you get your bag and your little brush, so you can get all the good nugs. Get them out of there. Scrape out all that flour. I've always been, it's like, it's a flower, it's a plant. It's edible. What happened? Yeah. Here, Brian Lucette, one of our comedians, Brian Lucette, he already got one of these things. You didn't set one up? We have to set up a vaporizer so that we can talk about our product highlight tonight, the Sour Lime Kush. I already smelled it. I opened the bag, and it does smell super limey. I don't understand how, like, nature works, that it smells and tastes. How does it happen that, I mean, it's almost the same thing with wine, right? When they're like, it tastes like cherries. Right, but then it's like you get some weed and it tastes like banana, and you're like, how is this possible? It tastes like lime. It's a plant. It's not, I guess it's the same thing as basil. Like, there could be chocolate basil and like mint and all that stuff. Maybe like, but how? Nature astounds me. Is it not like magic? It's hard not to believe in God at this point. You're like, how do you make weed smell like limes? It's magic. Magic. Warhol knows all about magic. I like to smoke. This is something that happened to me this week, and I looked it up, and I don't know if this has happened to other people, but when I wake up in the morning, the first thing I do is smoke pot. Does anybody else do that? Does anybody smoke weed before they pee besides me? Okay, good. I'm not the only one. Good. So I wake up, and I go, and I hit the bong, and then I go potty, and then I usually drink a big glass of water, and then I take another hit. And then sometimes I get really nauseous, like out of nowhere. And then I vomit a bunch of water. And I always thought, oh, I'm an alcoholic. Nay, there's this new thing we looked up on the internet, and it's called cannabinoid meiosis, something like that. And it makes you nauseous. And I read this article about this woman who, they ended up firing her from a modeling job because they were like, you're an alcoholic, because she threw up every morning. But it's something that you get if you've been doing long-term THC usage, like 17, 20, 25 years plus. And I thought I always just thought it's because I had too many IPAs the night before. But now I'm like, but it's a weird